Rubber School John Moffitt.
Hello and welcome to the third episode of the Moffitt Tattletale 2022. I am Marcus. Today we have a special guest, Dr. Amanda Thompson. Dr. Thompson works for the creator of MindWebs. Welcome, Dr. Thompson, and thank you for being a part of the Moffitt Tattletale.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
We understand that you're at a special location today and have a big announcement. Can you share that with our audience?
Yes, actually, I thought I would be there, but we are still in the car trying to get there right now. But I'm on my way to this museum that we have in Indiana. It's a STEM museum. And so you probably know this, but maybe some of your audience doesn't know what STEM means. Do you know what STEM means?
Yes.
Yes. Science, technology.
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Perfect. Yes, so it's that museum. But the fun thing is that the museum is actually themed around sports mascots. So it's called the Mascot Hall of Fame. So if you think about your favorite sports team, do you have a favorite sports team?
I would say the Union.
Yeah. And what is their mascot? Do you know?
It's a snake.
A snake. I don't think they have any snakes. So they have here, it's like a Hall of Fame. So the best mascots get invited to be at the Hall of Fame. And then they have lots of STEM exhibits there for kids to play with and learn from. So we're heading there for our announcement. And yes, we do have a very big announcement. And since I don't think this will be live, I can probably even tell you what it is. Would you like me to tell you what the announcement is?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, we are announcing that we got a big grant, which is a type of money from the federal government, so the people in Washington, D.C., and they're giving us a grant for our business of $1 million.
Oh, my God, that's a lot of money.
Isn't that great?
Congratulations.
Thank
you so much. You're the first to hear. You're the first media member to hear.
Okay, so what is a circuit and where can they be found?
What is a circuit?
And where can
they be found? Is that what you said?
Yeah, what is a circuit and where can they be found?
I think probably you and your classmates are just as good at answering this as me, but a circuit would be a path that electrical energy can follow to power things that we're interested in. So there are circuits everywhere. My favorite place to find circuits, though, are toys. So like in your favorite remote control car, or in you can also find really nice ones to inside of like a flashlight or anything that uses batteries or plugs into the wall, you'd find a circuit inside.
And what exactly does MindLabs do?
Yeah, so MindLabs is a way that kids like you and your teachers can help you understand how to design a circuit so that it accomplishes what you want it to do. So do I want to power a light bulb? Do I want to have my light bulb turn on and off? Do I want to have two light bulbs? How do I do that? How do I design that circuit? So in MindLabs, we're helping kids like you practice how to their design thinking. But we don't have, you don't have to have all the pieces. So building a circuit can actually be pretty difficult when you have the real pieces because they break and the batteries run out and things like that. But we can use our technology, which is augmented reality, which kids like you have seen a lot of, and grown-ups like me sometimes are confused about it. But you can use augmented reality to design things and get them working while you're thinking about how to design it before you actually would go and build something. And that's what real engineers do too, right? They design things on their computers before they go and build them. And so that's what MindLabs is like.
Okay, so why did you create MindLabs?
Well, one of the first reasons we created MindLabs is because we, first of all, we believe that that people and kids being a group of people, right, learn when they can see things and interact with things. So do things instead of just hearing about them. But something that's really hard inside of a classroom like yours, because there's so much stuff going around on, it's difficult to set up ways for you to see and experience things. With augmented reality, it becomes much easier and to set up and for you to interact with these augmented reality materials, and it's less expensive for you to have these kind of materials in your classroom. So it makes these experiences available to kids that don't just have that aren't just in schools that have a lot of money. They could be available to schools everywhere, countries.
Okay, so how long has MindLabs been available to the public?
MindLabs, the product, went into the stores in Christmas time in 2019. Christmas time of 2019.
Oh, so it's pretty new.
It's pretty new. Yes, it is. And with our grant, one of the things that we get to do is actually build another game. So you played with robots, maybe in the circuits, and now we get to build a new game that has mascots in it. So it'll be a totally different thing to learn about. Another one of your engineering and science concepts, but in a different game that has the mascot in it. So should be really fun.
So what inspired you to create characters like Adam and Annie and a story behind MindLabs?
What was the beginning of your question?
What inspired you to create characters like Adam and Anne and a story behind MindLabs?
Oh, yes. So actually, I have the company with my co-founder, so another person who started it, named Wesley. And Wesley and his friends were the ones who first thought about Adam and Dr. Stonebreaker and Dr. Pixel, all the characters. And it goes back to, I think, knowing that people learn better when they are also have a real connection to it, or they have sort of a real life story to go along with it. So it all helps you learn better when you have those connections to make. So what we joke about in the company, though, is that sometimes people think I look like Dr. Pixel. So if you've watched any of our videos, you'll see that it's actually me who's Dr. Pixel in the videos. Or I have a clip in my hair that makes it look like I have the white streak that character has in her hair.
Okay. So how did you add the art into the game?
Oh, the art. So what a great question. So this is one of the kinds of jobs that you could have if you do a certain kind of technology degree when you're in college. So that would be, we actually hired people to make those art things. And it's called a 3D, they're called 3D graphics. So there's a 3D designer who created those things, and they call it rigging them. So making the characters be able to move naturally like they do. So there's people who work in a business that's a game development. So they do all the programming behind the games. And those are the people that we took the story to, and we took what we wanted them to do, and they turned it into the computer version that you see. So it's really, I was like working on the idea side, and then we had other people that their job was to actually turn our ideas into the computer, the coding to make the characters do what we want them to do.
So we heard that just as we mentioned before, we heard that you played the voice of Dr. Pixel. How did that come about, and will you describe the experience?
Oh, yes. So I did get to play Dr. Pixel, and it was because we thought I looked like her. I used to have longer hair, and I also wear glasses a lot. So I just looked like her. And so when we decided we wanted to make some videos, it just made sense to be that. Now, I don't know, have you ever watched any of the videos?
Not really, but I have seen Dr. Pitts on
In the slides, there's something on pictures. Yeah, because also in the videos, I have an assistant, and we call that assistant Pixie. Have you seen her? I don't know if you've seen her, because
it's the assistant of the doctor. Yes.
yeah, and actually, you know what? Pixie's here with me too. Do you want to say hi to Pixie?
Yes. Hello, Pixie.
She is. So she's a fifth grader right now, and she's been helping me at my labs for a long time. You'll see her face in the pictures.
What attracted you to the field of education that sort of got you into making mind maps?
Gosh, how did you guys write such good questions? So actually, my first job was being a teacher, and I've always had a job of being a teacher. So education, I really like education because I find it really challenging to help other people explain understand difficult things, right? And also it makes such a you can really make an impact in their lives if you help them know how to do and understand difficult concepts, because then that helps them grow a lot and learn. So my first job was to be a piano teacher, and I was doing that when I was, I think I started doing that in about eighth or ninth grade. So I did that for a while, and then I went to school. I was an engineer, and then I did more degrees until I got to be a PhD, which means that I can teach college students. So now in the evenings, when I'm not being Dr. Pixel, I teach college students on Zoom, just like you. So I talk with them on Zoom and help them understand. I actually teach them more math things. So I teach them finance, but I also have an engineering degree. So I like that topic as well. It's hard. They're hard things, but people can do great things when they can understand those types of concepts. So that's what I like about it.
How many years did it take you to get the degrees that you needed to start making the
To how many years, how old was I maybe when I started doing this?
Yes.
Okay, so I started working with Wesley at Mind Labs in about, first I just was like a helper to him. And that was in, and I was, let's see, I would have been about 37. But Wesley was much younger. Wesley, my partner, who I worked on it with, he was probably more like 27. Wesley's here too. Do you want to see Wesley? Maybe we could ask him how old he was. Wesley.
Early 20s. Hi there.
Wesley, he says maybe he was 23 or 24. So we were a good team because I was a mom, I'd been a teacher. Wesley was a student and he had done a lot of technology stuff. So we were a good partner. We're good. We still are good partners.
Well, that's all the time for our episode. Our audience, can you tell our audience where they can go to see some of your videos or read some of your work?
Oh, absolutely. So we have a website called Explore Mind Labs. You can do that. Or you can look up on YouTube, you could look up Dr. Pixel, Pixel, Dr. Pixel STEM possible. So the word STEM, like impossible, but STEM possible. You can find all our YouTube videos if you look up that. So, Mind Labs, let me just tell you one thing. Mind Labs is the product we sell, but our company's called Explore Interactive. So, you might see things labeled Explore Interactive as well if you're looking for us online. All right.
Well, thank you for being our guest today. We appreciate it. Come back anytime. say, well, that's been all of the Muppet Tattletale podcast. See you on another planet.
And every day we're proud to say the name of our school, John Muppet. We are.